In any case, Descartes quickly follows the insanity argument with another argument that's aimed at exactly the same set of beliefs. He now considers the skeptical scenario that any given sense belief may be the result of a dream, in which case it would not be true. Since he can't rule out the possibility that he's dreaming, he must admit that he can doubt the truth of all of his sense beliefs. Why can't he rule out the possibility that he is dreaming? Couldn't he just pinch himself? Of course, this sort of strategy will eliminate the doubt about the original belief only if one has no grounds for doubting the beliefs that are acquired during the test. That pinch really did hurt. The sense beliefs required for any such test, Descartes points out, are subject to doubt in virtue of the very same skeptical scenario. That is, it could be that I believed that pinch to have hurt because I dreamed that it hurt, in which case it wouldn't be true that it really hurt. Thus, I can doubt that the pinch hurt, and thus my original belief is still subject to doubt. What is left after the dream argument? People argue about this point. It seems clear that any belief which depends on one's sense belief lining up with the world in some way would be subject to doubt by the dream argument. But what would this leave? Mathematics. The truth of 2 plus 2 equals 4 doesn't depend on the world being the way that we sense it to be. And perhaps some very basic physical truths and notions, say the idea that matter takes up space, that the world extends through time, seem to be immune from doubt in Descartes' mind. A useful way of characterizing such truths would be as truths which can be clearly and distinctly perceived, where this means that the truths can be recognized in much the same way as one recognizes the truth of an inference or of an axiom of mathematics.